You just don't get it, do you?
I'm an American!
And the music is my life.
Hey, everybody. Wednesday, music. July 19th, 2023. The news you need to know today from The Hill is reporting the GOP finally considers a formal impeachment of Attorney General Merrick Garland for obvious dereliction of duty. And of course, the partisan weaponization of the Department of Justice. Also, IRS whistleblowers to verify that the Department of Internal Revenue Services slow walk charges against Hunter Biden. And also, U.S. Senators Hawley and Gillibrand co-sponsor bill banning stock investing by legislators and the executive branch of the United States. And this bill has broad support, as many like it have had broad support amongst the electorate. So I'll be covering these stories and more coming up, but don't forget to engage the channel, like, subscribe, comment, and share. So let's get into it. So started out on The Hill here, the GOP debates impeaching Merrick Garland after McCarthy's surprise. House Republicans are debating whether to focus on impeachment efforts of Attorney Merrick Garland after Speaker Kevin McCarthy suggested an inquiry against him, taking some members by surprise after much of the GOP impeachment furor had been directed at other Biden officials, including Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas or President Biden. Merrick Garland obviously has to be impeached. Mayorkas does too, but so does Biden. All for dereliction of duty of not upholding the oath they took when they took office. So that is a surprise. Whether anything comes of it, obviously, is another thing entirely. And the AP is reporting IRS whistleblowers will testify to Congress as they claim slow walking of the Hunter Biden case. And I'll just read the lead here from AP. Whistleblowers claiming the Justice Department improperly interfered with a years-long investigation into Hunter Biden will testify before Congress on Wednesday as House Republicans accelerate their probes into President and his family. Maybe this is what the impeachment of Merrick Garland is going to hinge on, because the whistleblowers are claiming the Justice Department improperly interfered with a years-long investigation. Obviously, dereliction of duty. The Wall Street Journal reports senators who propose ban on U.S. lawmakers, executive branch members owning stock. Kristen Gillibrand and Josh Hawley to unveil bill as new polls show strong public support for stock ban. There always has been. They did this before with an earlier, because technically House members, senators, major politicians in the federal government are allowed to insider trade. It's perfectly legal for them. But in a move for transparency, all these stock trades were supposed to be published online so the public could look. The website never worked. Half the time, the stock trades aren't put up there in a timely manner. The dates and trading sizes and costs are incorrect most of the time. So that was another failure. But most of the electorate doesn't want politicians with insider information on bills and things that will affect corporate earnings to be able to invest on information that they know privately or that is privy only to them as because they're politicians and federal employees. So this doesn't surprise anybody whether it'll pass or not. Most of the people that are on the grift are going to try to block it. Mitch McConnell probably is going to be first in line to try to block this legislation. And that's when he's going to show his true colors. Bloomberg reports China poses alarming threat to U.S. grid, lawmakers told. I thought it was Russia. Wasn't it Russia is the biggest threat to the U.S.? I mean, come on. China has always represented just their capabilities in hacking, you know, internet crime, all these, just their espionage is, you know, on a scale from 1 to 10, it's like at an 11 in the United States. They have spies all over the place. Not only that, but their cyber units are well-trained and are well-populated by people within the The People's Liberation Army or something like that, the PLA, whatever it is. It's not, it's all a lie. It's like North Korea is a republic. Sure it is. Oh, and by the way, speaking of the missile test by North Korea and other things dealing with North Korea is a client state of China. It should never be looked at directly as an independent country. Although the authoritarianism there and the communism there is much more extreme, it is an experiment by the elites and by the Chinese government. What do you, you take communism to the nth degree and the authoritarianism to the nth degree in a smaller population like North Korea? It's just a beta program for extreme authoritarianism, which, you know, we'll see worldwide soon enough. But North Korea is a client state of the communist Chinese. So let's not, you know, the autonomy is very limited, and it's limited to, you know, whatever that, the son of the emperor or whatever they have there. I forget the guy's name, Il Sung Lee or whatever. So this article says China represents an increasing threat to the U.S. power grid. Lawmakers were told Tuesday during a hearing in which they were warned a cyber attack from the nation could plunge military and other sensitive sites into darkness. Really? The Chinese activities are quite alarming. Really? During testimony before the U.S. subcommittee, U.S. House subcommittee, obviously led by Republicans, Chinese cyber activities are one of the most dynamic cyber threats. I thought it was Russia. China continues to demonstrate increasing sophistication, including new and adaptive techniques to gain access to networks. Really? Not Russia? I thought Russia was our enemy. These people are so dumb. Clear and present danger. So the Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigation comes as the nation's power grid grows increasingly vulnerable to cyber attacks. It's always been vulnerable. Anything that's connected to the internet is vulnerable. While incidents such as physical attacks and vandalism increased, according to the committee, it's Americans trying to take down their own power grid. That makes as much sense as the Russians destroying Nord Stream 2. China is almost certainly capable of launching cyber attacks that would disrupt critical infrastructure services within the U.S., including oil, gas, pipelines, and rail systems. Rail systems? Where did we see a rail disaster recently? According to a published report earlier this year by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. The hearing comes amid increasing tensions with China because they're our enemy, including reports last week that the Chinese hackers breached email accounts at U.S. officials of the State Department, which is basically the CIA, as well as U.S. Commerce Department. And they keep saying, as well as the Commerce Department. They don't care about commerce. I mean, they do care. They try to get all the information they do, but it's really the State Department. And they kind of put that on the side. Oh, the State Department. They just, like, the seventh floor doesn't run the CIA. Imagine what is possible if the CCP attacks our grid. All right, well, we don't have to go any further. We know who the existential enemy of the United States is ideologically, commercially, economically, et al., diplomatically. It goes on and on and on. Medically, people just don't realize the threat it poses. And we keep on feeding the lion that's going to eat us. It's just so stupid. The Associated Press revolving door DEA's number two quits amid reports of previous consulting work for Big Pharma. It's called corruption. And it's rife within the American, particularly the bureaucratic administrative deep state, but, you know, all throughout the political sphere in Washington. The U.S. Drug Administration, second in command, has quietly stepped down amid reporting by the Associated Press that he once consulted for a pharmaceutical distributor sanctioned for a deluge of suspicious painkiller shipments and did similar work for the drug maker that became the face of the opioid epidemic, Purdue Pharma. So here's the guy that isn't, well, he's number two in charge of stemming illegal drug trade, which is even legal pharmaceuticals that are distributed illegally. And he's consulting with that, one of the biggest, big pharma. So, and if you didn't know anything about what was happening with the opioid crisis, is that most of the problem is illegally distributed legal pharmaceuticals. So that's one of the biggest problems. But that's what helped the big pharmas. That's what helped them reap in all the money, is because those painkillers weren't obtained from the pharmacies illegally. They were obtained, well, to some degree, they were paid for and they were bought legally, in some cases not legally, but they were obtained through cash. They weren't stolen. And then they were sold on the black market or illegally to other people that were drug abusers. So I just wanted to touch on really quickly a New York Times article about the ruined, empty, mined, and overgrown Ukraine's forgotten villages. Settlements along Ukraine's eastern steppe were reduced to wreckage as the war passed through them, now choked with weeds and few residents. They're at risk of disappearing. They're the buffer zone that Russia is creating to help them with security. Their security concerns against NATO. And so, sure, they're mined and overgrown because they're cleared of residents. The Russian speakers and the Russian allied residents were moved out because they were told this is where the war is going to take place and there are going to be landmines and stuff. You need to get out. And then Ukrainians don't go back in there because of the mines, and they haven't been liberated by the Ukrainians. And that's the whole thing behind the cluster bombs, is the cluster bombs are there to defeat the minefields. And the minefields were put in to stop the Ukrainian advance, which it has. I mean, people are like, you know, they don't know anything about military ground war tactics. It's like it's all new to them. You know, it's been around since 1914. New York Post is reporting a mom of U.S. soldier Travis King, who defected to North Korea, can't imagine son doing anything like that. Apparently, this guy had some trouble in the military for fighting and bad behavior. I guess he was in a car chase or something that he wasn't. He was stationed in South Korea and performing badly. And during a tour of the demilitarized zone, he defected. We don't know if that's really the case, if he actually defected or he was just, on drugs or whatever. You know, maybe he's just acting irrationally. Maybe he's crazy. Maybe he's chipped. Maybe he's, some sort of Manchurian candidate. Maybe they want him to defect, maybe to become a spy. You don't know anything that's going on with this guy whatsoever. I mean, his behavior is very similar to that of Aaron Alexis, who went on to commit the Navy Yard shooting, who said he was being mind controlled. We don't know. I just wanted to bring it up because it's in the headlines and people should know that we don't know exactly what's going on with this, whether he defected. He was on a tour. We don't know his frame of mind or whether or not that he could be under mind control, which mind control is a real thing. I mean, there's mundane and there's overt and there's clandestine mind control. There are different ways to influence people's behavior and thinking process. The Washington Post reports Michigan charges 16 Trump electors who falsely claimed he won the state. It's always falsely claimed. They claimed he won the state, but they don't want to give the claim any credence, which means it's probably true because they say falsely claimed. And we're going to go to something in just a second. So Trump may very well have won the state. We don't know for sure. Bloomberg reports a $500 billion corporate debt storm builds over a global economy. Indeed. And it's not surprising because when inflation goes up, it actually helps people that are in debt. It actually makes your debt less. So the fact is that people are ballooning debt under high inflation is not surprising. So this guy's purchase is giving a preview of more than $500 billion storm of corporate debt distress that's already starting to make landfall across the globe. According to data compiled by Bloomberg, the tally is certain to grow. And that's deepening worries on Wall Street by threatening to slow economic growth and strain credit markets, just emerging from the deepest losses in decades. On the surface, much of it looks like a usual churn of capitalism, of companies undermined by forces of technological change, and the rise of remote work that has emptied office buildings in Hong Kong. None of that matters. Like I said, they're always going to balloon the debt under high interest. They don't add more at a higher cost. They just allow the debt that they already have to sit. And they never have debt at variable rates like, you know, stupid people that buy houses do. It's not a variable rate. They have it at a low rate probably for some time, but they allow that that debt to stay. They don't bother paying off debt when it's easy to service. And taking on more debt could be problematic. In any case, I didn't want to go in this opinion piece from the Financial Times by Jana Ganesh. And he talks about the new movie, Ridley Scott's Napoleon. But the title of this is Populism Has Given the Elites More Power Than Ever. The Rise of Protectionism Empowers a Deep State That Demagogues Claim to Hate. And he's completely wrong. And I'm just going to read a little bit of this opinion piece here. And so we have something of an irony to chew on. Populism, which sets itself against the elite. Populism is actually the opposite of elitism. It doesn't set itself against the elite. Populism is the antonym of elitism. So it sets itself against the elite, against the deep state, is going to leave it more powerful. That's yet to be determined. Let's see if Trump gets back in office. Not less, the technocrat vilified so recently will be the string-pulling figure of our age, dispensing subsidies, guiding the economic sector, shunning that one. Corporate leaders will have ever tighter and more elusive, collusive relationship with the government. That's fascism. Not as corrupt byproduct of the system, but as a central feature of it, indeed. Populism was meant to take the governing class down a peg or two. Its main legacy will be something close to the opposite. Disagree. This opinion piece is just to say, why bother? Why bother digging your heels in on populism and protectionism? Because the elite are going to be made stronger by it. That's just not true. Any force that is undermining your value, your liberty, should be set against. Whatever the chances of winning, if you could slow it, you could slow it. If you can't slow it, you can't slow it. But you should always try. It's just a thing of principle. If you have problems with elitism, corporatism, the administrative state, of course you should support populism and back populist candidates. And like people like Donald Trump that said, I'm here for you. They're attacking me because I'm attacking them for you. So obviously this guy, Ganesh, is not interested in the true nature of populism, is to always fight against elitism. And, you know, and the problem is that that there's so many people that they claim to be against exclusivity. They want to be inclusive, but exclusivity and elitism go together when inclusivity and populism go together. When you're setting two things that are like against each other, then you obviously have cognitive dissonance. Inclusivity goes with populism. Exclusivity goes with elitism. And that's where the problem lies. If you want to be included in something, that's a populist stance. But they make it all right-wing populism. It's a right-wing. It's like populism isn't right-wing or left-wing. Populism is just populism. It's against elitism. And elitism tends to veer towards authoritarianism and against democracy and libertarianism. The Washington Times is reporting illegal immigrant kids with tuberculosis infections released into 44 states. Not surprising. It's the same thing you see with the malaria. The malaria more than likely, I mean, it could have been caused by the GMO mosquitoes that Gates released. Very possible, because at the same time he's pushing a malaria vaccine, so he has motive. Correlation is not causation. Yeah, sure. But a lot of things, like with the malaria, it's more than likely people coming through the Darien Gap and coming from Central and South America with malaria or contracted malaria on the way up here. The illegal immigrants who are infected then get bitten by mosquitoes, and those mosquitoes bite other people. And that's more than likely how it spread in Texas and Florida. Very likely. So, but these illegal immigrant kids with tuberculosis infections released into 44 states, and they have stopped the DNA testing, so they don't know who belongs to who, and they can't trace these kids once they're released into the interior. And so now you're going to see an outbreak of probably tuberculosis, and then, wow, just magically, we have an mRNA vaccine already for tuberculosis. We're ready to distribute it. So any medical outbreak of disease is going to be met with this new genetic vaccination. It's actually a genetic therapy. Because as you see, it doesn't really vaccinate you against something. And actually, in most cases, like with COVID, it makes you more vulnerable. San Diego Union Tribune reports shipping containers to house homeless people in San Diego neighborhood. Oh, that looks very nice. They put them in, stacked in little rows. This is what you're going to get used to because everybody's going to be homeless once you're brought down to the very lowest common denominator. But look, it's a teeny apartment. It's good for the earth. It's good for climate change. So you'll be, what they're beta testing on the homeless will be for everybody soon enough. And there's a hubbub about this Jason Aldean song. Defends controversial single, I believe it's called Try That in a Small Town, as a modern lynching song, says backlash is not only meritless, but dangerous. After CMT pulled Aldean's Try That in a Small Town from rotation, the conservative country star tweeted that the accusations of racism have gone too far. Indeed, I mean, I read through the lyrics. It's all full of country song tropes. But basically, the gist of it is that Try That in a Small Town is a pushback against progressivism. And it's mostly aimed at try getting away with criminal behavior or immoral behavior in a small town. It doesn't say anything about race. There is some underlying questions, though, why I guess he filmed the video at the same courthouse where a black guy was dragged out, I think Choate, right? And that was way back. When was Choate? This black suspect was dragged out of a courthouse and lynched. And apparently he filmed the video in front of that courthouse. So that certainly is questionable, so I certainly don't want to defend that, but I looked into it, and I looked into the lyrics, and there wasn't anything race-based there. They just basically said he was appealing to his core audience, like Bud Light should do. Henry Choate, when was that? 1927. Jason Aldean shot this at the site where a white lynch mob strung Henry Choate up in the Maury County Courthouse in Columbia, Tennessee, after dragging his body through the streets on a car in 1927. Yeah, did he? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't necessarily go along with that, but it just said, we have each other's backs, we look out for each other. And they can't pull out a lyric, see how far you make it down the road. Oh, and the guy that was lynched was drugged down a road. I mean, that's really reaching. I just don't, you know, I'm not a big country music fan. You know, there's some country I like. I mean, and there's some artists that I like. My wife is very much into country music, and that's fine. And through her love of country music, I've grown to like it a little bit more than I used to. But I am defending this guy, but I'm just, you know, racism everywhere is under the bed. It's the same thing. With everything else, everybody getting paranoid about this, that, and the other thing. My thing is with media, whether it's a song or a video or a movie, you don't have to watch it. And canceling it is not the way to do it. If people have bad ideas, it's self-limiting. So I'm not going to go to the mat for this song because I did go through the lyrics very briefly and I didn't see anything that was overtly racial, so I have to say that this is a false alarm. Although he did film it in front of that courthouse. So I don't know what that underlining meaning is. Maybe he was trying to be subversive or subliminal. You know, that would be wrong if that were the case. But if that's all you got, you know. hey, I've been to the South before, you know, and I know there's a racist legacy. But they've been trying to do that all the time. They were trying to do that when, you know, when I was a Democrat. Oh, the Republicans are racist. These Southern Republicans, they want to. And then you look into it, and it's actually the Southern Democrats. So it's Fox News reports a female recruit considered resigning after being forced to shower with trans woman with full male genitalia. She's not a woman. I don't care if you put trans in front of it. You can't say with trans woman with full male genitalia. With a man who thinks he's a woman. Sorry. Sorry. If you're a man, if you have a penis, you're a man. You might not want to be a man. You might not think you're a man. But I got in this argument just recently with somebody. It's like, your subjective reality is not reality. Objective reality has always been the core of rational thinking since the Enlightenment and the Age of Reason. The 18-year-old recruits options, including resigning to avoid extremely uncomfortable situation. Well, it's not surprising. And then the Washington Post is reporting LA investigating after Universal Studios trims trees near writer's picket line. So apparently they trim these trees back in the middle of summer, which is usually not the case. You usually don't trim trees in the middle of summer. But right where the picket line was, I guess to eliminate shade for the picketers, I guess that's the accusation made. The row of leafy ficus trees lining the sidewalk on Barnum Boulevard where striking picketers have been gathering to picket had been shorn of many of the branches and leaves. Those branches and leaves had cast a welcome shade, shielding them from the summer heat. Now, days after Hollywood actors announced they would join striking writers in a move that has paralyzed the country and movie studios, they were gone. Yeah, I mean, could very well be, you know, corporations are real. They don't mess around, man. So it wouldn't surprise me. You'd have to research when these ficus trees are usually pruned. And usually pruning occurs in the early spring or in the fall. Never in the middle of summer. I don't know. If you need to research to see when it's been done previously to understand the truth about that. But I don't put it past corporations to do something so vicious as to deprive picketers of shade. All right. I hope I didn't drone out too long. Yeah, my dog just had an operation. So over the past couple days, I've been dealing with his hospital stay, and now he's in recovery, so he's taking a lot of time for us to help him through this, my wife and I. So anyway, that's because of the delays in posting, and some of these have been short and have been a little distracted from what's going on. Not distracted from the news per se, but distracted from the production of the podcast. So stay tuned. Rudy's Revelation. Don't forget to like, subscribe, leave a comment down below. Follow me, Twitter, Facebook, Getter Minds. Truth Social, Substack. And don't forget to follow me there, leave a comment. Also, check out my website, libpop.org, Libertarian Populism. And sign up there for email alerts for news on the libertarian front, the populist front, or buy a t-shirt. I think I have a t-shirt there, one t-shirt for sale. So, all right, we'll see you tomorrow. Oh, I was trying to get Perry on the line last night because my dog was getting discharged from the hospital. We didn't get our paths to cross, and I was going to have him on the show today, on the podcast today, to ride shotgun, but he's very busy doing his thing, so we might skip it for this week. I'll see if I can't get him on the line for a delayed episode of Tuesdays with Perry. It would be Wednesdays with Perry or Thursdays with Perry, but we'll see if somebody was waiting for that out there. All right, see you.
And the music is my life. Nothing without music.
I'm an American!